Okay, let's begin the third parak of Avodah Zarah. We know that it's prohibited to have any benefit from an Avodah Zarah. The question is, what about if you have something, you have an image of some sort, a statue of some sort, and you don't know if they used it for worship or not? Maybe they used it, maybe they constructed this statue for ornamental purposes, to enhance something, to make a room look nice, but not necessarily that people worship it. But you don't know what the story is. So what do you do? What do you do when you're confronted with some sort of an image or some sort of a statue and you don't know if it's worshipped or not? So that's what we're talking about in this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Aleph, Kol Tzlamim Asurim, all images are prohibited. In other words, all images are prohibited to have any benefit from them, because they were worshipped, they were served one time of the year. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. In other words, what Reb Meir is saying is that even though there are many images that were not made for the purposes of worship, they were made for ornamental purposes, still, any image that you come across, you have to treat it like it's Avodah Zarah out of concern for the occasions when the images that you are confronted with are in fact worshipped for Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim Omrim, Eino Aser, Ela Kol Sheyesh Biyon Makel, O Tzipor, O Kader. So the Chachamim say, no, that's not true, Remeir. They say, Eino Aser, Ela Kol Sheyesh Biyon Makel, the only time that there's going to be an Iser, that you have to be concerned that the Tzelem, that the image is worshipped, is when the Tzelem has in its hand Makel, a stick of some sort, O Tzipor, or a bird, O Kaiser, or some sort of a ball. In other words, what this really is depicting is that if the image, if the statue, let's say, is holding in its hand a stick, a staff of some sort, or a bird, or a ball, these are supposed to signify that this thing that it's representing has dominion, it has control, it has power over the world or over something. And so that's why it's as if it's to say that if this idol, this deity has power over people or over the world in a way like a person is holding a staff that shows that he has dominion, or a bird that has the bird in his clutches, or the ball, which is supposed to be symbolic of having control over the world. Okay, but it's only in those situations where the tzelem that you are confronted with is an issue of Avodah Zarah. Reb Shimon Galil says, Kol sheyesh biyado kol davar, anything that has in its hand anything is a problem. In other words, it's not just a makel or a tzipor or a kader. If it's holding anything in its hands, that indicates that this idol or this statue, this image was made and it symbolizes is supposed to reflect that the deity has control, and it is Avodah Zarah proper. Okay, so what do we see in this Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to have a three-way machlokas tanaim about which kinds of tzlamim and which kinds of images or statues are going to be aser b'hana'a. Reb Meir says any statue, any image that you come into contact with is going to be aser b'hana'a. The Chachamim say, no. The only things that are going to be aser are things that have in their hand a stick or a bird or a ball of some sort. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, anything that has in its hand anything.